Hello there. It's Earth to Ally once again with the final report on the Satisfier Curve 1 Plus. First, I'm going to give you the pros. One, and utmost importance, I was able to orgasm using this toy. So that's my stamp of approval right there. It worked. Number two, the air pulse and vibration combo was really great. I thought it was really nice. I didn't think that adding a vibration with the pulse would be that great, but it was. I think it added to it. Number three, unlike the Fairy panty vibe, it did not disconnect from the app at all. Made my partner controlling the toy not annoying. It was actually really cool. I could tell that they were edging me a bit and changing it up, but it was really good. I thought it was a really cool experience. The curve felt really good in my hand. It was easy to hold, and the silicone was really soft to the touch. What I thought was really interesting was that I noticed myself holding the curve like I would hold a pen close to the opening of the toy. And I noticed I was moving the toy in small circles, probably mimicking what I would have done with my finger. It was that easy to hold. The charge was plenty strong and lasted the whole time. I don't think I even used half the amount of the battery in the entire experiment. And it felt as powerful as when it started. And last, I thought the toy was really easy to clean. It could be submerged completely. I used warm soapy water, and it could be easily cleaned even inside the toy. And now the cons. I only had two things that I thought were a little negative. One con I noticed was the app for the Satisfier was not as intuitive as the Lovense app. I struggled figuring out how to add a partner to the app and how to start a session. Which brings us to the second one I didn't like about it, is that I needed to call my partner within the app to start a session. That felt kind of weird because the call has video and audio in the app. But once you were on the call, you could turn off the audio and video. I thought it was interesting, kind of off-putting, that they would require such contact with the partner controlling the toy. But definitely there's a lot more positives. Negatives about this toy, like I said before in the introduction, the price point of this toy is great. It's really interesting to me because the Satisfier Pro 2 is the same price as this Satisfier, which is waterproof, air pulse and vibration, and can be controlled by a Bluetooth app. And they're at the same price. I think this is a steal for how much it can do. I also want to let you know, if you have any questions about the toy, the experiment, please leave a comment in the post, or there's a link to the anonymous form. And finally, if you have any toy suggestions that have been rocking your world, or are curious about a specific toy or a type of toy on the market, please let me know. I would love to know more about all the kinds of toys that there are. So with that, thank you so much for listening. For science. Bye.